EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show.
Instructor, and he was also in Game of Thrones on HBO. So he's just getting his acting on, and you're going to see a lot more of him. Also, he was Lisa Bonet's man, if you don't remember who he is. Google him, find him. He's going to be an up-and-coming star. And the second feature that I saw was Fright Night, which was also good. I saw that in 3D, too. You can skip the 3D on that one. It's not really worth it. But, again, another remake. They did the story justice. They changed it around a little bit, but it was well worth it. Colin Farrell, I was a little anxious to see him as the vampire. His acting was a little weird to me. I don't know what was going on, but he just seemed a little all over the place. Not typical Colin Farrell. I didn't understand Toni Collette's role in the movie. She's normally, you know, a stellar. Not that she didn't, you know, give a stellar job, but I just didn't understand an actress of her caliber being in a movie like that. But it was a good movie. Not excellent, but it was good. I have a couple of movies coming out in the future that I'm going to check out. One is Apollo 18, where they talk about the last mission to space that was never talked about. That's a science fiction fantasy thriller. I think they're alluding to that maybe we meet aliens on the moon. There's another movie coming out called Contagion, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law, and Kate Winslet. I have asterisks next to this movie because the content of this movie is about something going viral. And I think there's going to be a lot of truth to this subject matter leading, you know, in future years with them tampering with viruses and the whole science fiction technology part of it. And for this many stars to be in this movie, it's something that they want you to pay attention to. You have to read between the lines. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Shaolin Temple is another movie coming out. It's kind of owed to the old school kung fu flicks. So all you kung fu heads, this should be a movie for you to check out. They remake The Thing. That was a classic with Kurt Russell back in the day. It was an excellent horror movie. I'm looking to see what they're going to do with that one. Abduction with Taylor Lautner. I think that's going to be a good action movie. From what I saw, Taylor's getting his little action on. And the last movie is The Debt with Helen Mirren. It's a spy secret agent thriller. So that should be interesting as well. And this week,
okay. What about a new movie with Justin? Did you see the preview? I'm sorry. Numbers? Something about Numbers? Did you mention that? With Justin Timberlake, I saw the preview. It seemed
no,
pretty
I haven't
interesting.
Seen yeah. And Rihanna's supposed to be in that movie, too.
I didn't see her in it, but the concept is that the poor die young and the rich can live forever because you can buy the amount of time that you have. So you have a number on your wrist, and if the number runs out, you die. It's a pretty cool concept. I want to see that. I forgot what it's called. Something Numbers. So.
Chiki, we have someone that's calling in to ask you, to make a comment about Conan. They're dialing in right now. They're in chat. So, okay, well, apparently. Well, okay, I don't know what happened.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
In, but he got disconnected, so. Might be calling back in. If you want to hold on for just a moment, I want to do some brief announcements that are going on here locally in Atlanta. For those, this is more personal for me. As you all know, I've been working on this project, which seems like forever, my debut album, and we are halfway done. We're at the halfway mark. I'm very excited, so we plan on being finished within the next month or so. So you all look up for that. Did Chike leave? Okay, it's like Chike's off.
Business. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're
yeah,
on.
Now we can.
Okay.
Sorry for the technical difficulties.
We have someone trying to call in. We have some technical difficulties, but let me finish my announcement real quick. So anyway, definitely want to let you know that. Also, I have been nominated for the Atlanta ATL Club Awards. This is my second year, proud to be nominated. Nominated for two categories, hottest male vocalist and hottest future superstar. And so I was asked to read a blurb. I'm trying to pull up. My computer is going extremely slow. Passkey Entertainment is the people who put the event together. Here goes my blurb here.
Congratulations on that, boss man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Congrats.
Okay. It says, greetings. It's time to announce and present before Atlanta all the nominees for 2011's Atlanta ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards. I guess they changed the name. It used to be Club Awards, but now it's Hottest Atlanta Entertainment Awards. Passkey Entertainment has set a milestone. On September 12, 2011, the stars of the city are invited to the official nominee announcement party at the legendary Paschal's restaurant located at 180 Northside Drive, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 7:30 for the special occasion. That's where they will present the 2011 nominees. Because what happens is that there's a whole bunch of nominees, but then they end it down to the people who are actually going to be the final nominees for the category. So they're going to be announcing at this ceremony. They said there's a lot of, they're going to be local entertainers, crowd-pleasing nightlife venues, events, other individuals. They're saying that there will be signature dishes. I've been to Paschal's and their food is really good. There's signature dishes. There'll be entertainment, a lot of hoopla basically there. Fans and the followers of all early round nominees should show their support if they can. And they can come there for only $5. There's secure parking. And I will say that, I don't know if the listeners know, but I had my car stolen from there earlier this year, but I didn't park in the secure parking. But they have secure parking. And if you want to go, $5 more food. For more information, go to atlshottest.com, and you can vote. You can find out more information about the event. So I want to talk about that. I told you all last week about Georgia Independent Entertainment Awards. They're going to be next year, September 22nd, but they've already started showcases where artists can come in and try to get in on the activity, try to get nominations. For more information, email GIEAwards@gmail.com. All right. Now, it looks like our caller is not going to be able to call back in. But, Chike, if you're done, are you good?
Well, I just wanted to add, this week I'm going to go see Colombiana with my wife in my dreams, Zoe Saldana, and I'm going to see Don't Be Afraid of the Dark with Katie Holm, which is another remake.
Okay.
Lastly, I want to leave with, of course, we have the Richard Glass, Faith Evans contest going on for Glass Hair Products. I didn't do a question last week because, you know, I was on vacation and I wasn't really prepared, but I'm prepared this week. The question is, can a fan, one of my tweeples, one of the Stephen Knight Show tweeples, give me an answer to the date of the very first Stephen Knight Show? If you can tweet me the date of the very first Stephen Knight Show, you will win Glass Hair Products. And you can tweet me at Absolutely GK. Again, that's the date of the very first Stephen Knight Show.
All right. So make sure that if you know the answer, that you tweet GK, Absolutely GK on Twitter, and you'll win the Glass Hair Products. Thanks, GK.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good evening.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Well, as you know, it's Stephen Knight Show. Our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive, so we definitely want to hear from you.
Yeah, so please make sure to like us on Facebook if you haven't done so already. I know that a lot of our listeners from the beginning of when we started the Stephen Knight Show, has been, you know, liking us on Facebook and following us, so we appreciate your support. Please continue to do so. You can also follow us on Twitter, the Stephen Knight Show, SHO. Each and every Monday we post the question of the day, and we look forward to hearing from you. We appreciate your feedback every day, but especially Monday we discuss the question of the day on the Stephen Knight Show.
Absolutely. This question of the day actually came from someone, a listener, who she had a question. She wanted to see what kind of response. We didn't get a lot of response for this question, but I thought it was a good one. I think sometimes people are a little hesitant to answer certain questions on Facebook with her name associated to it. But the question was, the question was, hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, the question was, do you think that the evolution of hip-hop, of what it has become today, is at all responsible for violence and sexual vulgarity in the African-American community? What do you think, Ms. Parker?
In the African, okay, because I don't think that's how I read on Facebook. I think that's why people are a little confused. Because I think it said in the African community.
Yeah,
so I think people thought you were referring to I think people thought you were referring to what's going on in Kenya and Somalia.
Oh, okay. So that's probably why we didn't get
it. I know that's kind of what I got from it when I read it. So that may be the issue. But I think a lot of times, especially in our community, I think we find reasons to make excuses. There are other form of music that's worse in different communities. For example, you know, Marilyn Manson. I know they try to blame a lot of stuff that happened with the school shootings and stuff on him, but you don't see a large population of white people saying, you know, stop this music because blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I think we need to take responsibility for our own communities, and I think what happens in our community starts with us. And I think we have dropped the ball in many, many areas. So I think we're kind of all to blame. I don't think we can blame it just on rap, you know?
I agree. Well, I'm interested to hear what our listeners have to say. It's supposed to be the African-American community, not the African community. I had a typo. Trying to multitask. Anyway, make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know what you think, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. I'm your host, Steve and Knight. Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment news?
Before we go to entertainment news, I just want to mention that the MLK Memorial has opened. I think the ceremony was to have one ceremony this past weekend. They have another one on August 28th. So that'll be the 40th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech. So, you know, 15 years later, it's finally open. I would love to go out there and see. I should be in D.C. in September, so I'll definitely want to check that out. Congratulations to the King family and everybody who fought during that time for the freedoms and stuff that we have now. So definitely congrats to that, and that is a proud moment for everyone. I know there's some controversy going on about, you know, he looks Chinese because a Chinese sculpture did it.
Yeah.
I mean, just take it for what it is, you know, and keep it moving. So I think it's a great thing. 15 years later and it's finally open. I know they had some issue getting it financed, and he's the first person who's not a president or a political leader to be on a D.C. memorial. So definitely big ups for that.
Absolutely.
So supposedly, now going to the foolishness, Toya Boyd, her husband, Memphis, supposedly got arrested because he was trying to take a loaded gun through security. I can't say too many bad things about him because I have a crush on him. Toya Carter, I don't know if her last name is still Carter, but Wayne's baby mom or ex-wife, I should say. Her new husband, well, I'm not sure if they legally got married, but he was supposedly arrested. But I'm a fan of his, so I can't say too much. But that wasn't a good look.
What did he get arrested for?
Trying to take a loaded gun through security at the airport.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that had to be a mistake.
Right. I mean,
I don't think I'm in their right mind would actually try to do that, but who knows what his situation is. And what else is going on? You know, remember Lisa Wu from Housewives of Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
She was mad at the football player. She used to be mad at Keith Sweat.
Yeah.
supposedly she is getting a divorce from her from Ed. I know that we all had a crush on Ed, so ladies, Ed is back in the market. Yeah, I know. They seem so together, so on the show. I don't know what happened there, but ladies, he is back out in the market. I know that we were, you know, everybody was a little disappointed. He's married, but now, you know, he's back in the market, so go get it, ladies. Especially in Atlanta, he shouldn't have an issue.
Y'all fighting already.
Right, a big story out there this weekend is Kim Kardashian got married. Congrats to the couple. There's a whole lot of hate going on out there, which I don't understand. Kim Kardashian is a businesswoman. She not to make money. She sold the right to her wedding and made all kinds of money off of it. She's getting paid. So why y'all sitting on y'all couch complaining and worrying about her? She's getting paid. So big ups to Kim. Even everyone deserves to be happy. If you don't agree with her lifestyle, don't do what she's doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway, exactly. I just understand the hate. People are just haters. So congrats to the couple. Also, did you hear about the lady who got arrested for having a baby in the back of a pickup truck?
I heard about that.
She had the stroller in the back of a pickup truck. I know that's not entertainment. That's just sad. But
that is sad.
Yeah, she's 23-year-old, was babysitting someone's kid. I don't even know. Baby's not even hers. So she was babysitting somebody else's kid and had the baby in the back seat, in the back of the pickup truck in the stroller, and some passerby called the cops and she got arrested. But I think the person who was driving should have been arrested as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on right now that I have. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at entertainment news. It's been so busy. But yeah, sounds good to me. I know Aaron is asking me if it's his turn, so let's go to him. Aaron, you on?
I'm on. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Hey, we have a birthday coming up,
yeah. Yes, my birthday is Thursday.
Yeah. Virgos,
woo-woo. Yes, happy early birthday to me. So, and to all the Virgos out there, happy early birthday, Virgos.
Any plans?
No plans, actually, but...
You should be today.
Nah, because actually Thursday starts the first day of fall semester for me, so I'll be in my class. Yeah, so I'll be in classes all day, and then I'll be working. So, but actually, y'all, I want to talk about a couple of things really, really quickly. First of all, The Help is a great movie. Miss Parker, Steven, both of y'all, if y'all haven't seen it yet, I heard Miss Parker that it was sold out.
I tried. Anytime
that you can see it, please go see it. It's amazing. It's a great movie. Oscars written all over it. Yes, Oscars definitely.
Wow.
And secondly, I will be at the King Memorial Celebration on Sunday here in
Good looking.
So definitely I will let you all know how that is Monday. And also, I want to talk about the really, really quickly. I want to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. I've heard people saying, "Oh man, the Falcons aren't really good this year because they're 0-2." It's the preseason.
Right.
The Redskins here are 2-0, and we know that the Redskins are not good. So you know, so people need to put that into perspective. The Redskins are 2-0 in preseason. The Falcons are 0-2. The Falcons will be just fine. You know, so people just calm down, breathe, chill out. This is the preseason. Don't nobody win no Super Bowl in the preseason. So So I just wanted just to talk about that really, really quickly. And also I was at the Redskins training camp a week ago. And again, I just want to talk about, man, I was just really disappointed with them, man. They're looks like to me their work ethic isn't there right now, and there's no leadership. There is absolutely no leadership. And if anybody feels differently, You can Facebook me, you can tweet me, or you can call in to the show. But that's how I feel. And that's Ron's perspective this week. I know it's kind of like a short one, but I know that you probably have other people that you have to talk to, like Janera and everything. So I'm trying to keep it real quick.
Yeah, Ms. First, I know she's probably half asleep now. But
right, exactly.
Thank you. Everybody, where they can call you. Where can they follow you?
I resent that, by the way. I just want you to know that I resent that. You always give her a hard time. It always has to be one person you pick on, right?
You can follow me at RonCosby1 on Twitter, RonCosby1 on Twitter, or AronCosby on Facebook. So I'm out.
All right, Aaron. Well, have a good night, okay?
You too, man.
And a great birthday. Great birthday.
When is it, September 7th?
No, August
25th. August
25th. Oh, okay, 25th. 25th on Thursday, okay.
It's 25th, yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you, Ms. Parker.
All right. Well, Ms. Ferguson, if you're awake now.
I am very awake. Thank you very much. Yeah, I had to
What's
just interject because I am always up. I'm up for you guys. What are you talking about? Well, I have a lot of good sales for you guys because basically what I'm going to focus on tonight are, like, fall things. So, you know, because fall's coming up and everybody's trying to shop for boots and jackets and everything. So I'm going to focus on, you know, some fall stuff and then some end of the season stuff. So the first thing I wanted to tell you guys about is that Amazon. If you go to Amazon.com, you can get – I went out there and I took a look at this stuff today, and I was just – I almost went broke because Amazon.com, they have 30% off of their select boots. And, you know, it's really hard at the beginning of a season or before a season even begins to get sale items. For the upcoming season, but Amazon has has their boots on sale, like select styles, of course, not everything, but you can get 30% off of that. Another good place to get boots, DSW. They just got their fall boots in over the weekend, and they're not having like a sale, like any additional percentage off or anything, but they are having they do mark their boots down to less than what the department stores are marking them down to. So that would be a good place if you're looking for fall boots right now. You know, those things, if you get them on sale, it's great, but, you know, they don't always go on sale like you like them to. So, you know, if you want to go take a look at DSW, that would be a good little place to get your boots because they do mark them down for cheaper than you would get in a department store.
And you said Amazon also?
Amazon.com, yes. They have, like, boots galore. Like, seriously, it's ridiculous. Yes, it is ridiculous.
Okay.
And they have boots, all prices, all types, all everything. It's ridiculous. Neiman Marcus, and this is for today only, and it is posted on my website, but Neiman Marcus, they're having an additional 30% off of all of their sale items, I mean, all of their clearance prices, and all of their regular price items, and all of their sale items. So you can get an extra. So they're marking things. You can get an extra, like right now they're slashing stuff at 50%, and then you can get an additional 30% off of that. So that's up to 80% off of their clearance stuff, and then you can even get just regular price stuff. You can just get 30% off. And this is Neiman Marcus' last call, and the reason I like them so much is because they already slashed stuff like probably 20-25%, and then they'll slash it again, and then they'll keep on slashing it. So that's why I really like Neiman Marcus last call above all those other high-end outlet stores, because Neiman Marcus is just not even afraid to just slash. So if you shop online today, you can get an additional 30% off of everything in the store. For all of you sweet, for all of you people with a sweet tooth, Ted's Montana Grill is having a free cookie day tomorrow. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Ted's Montana Grill, but they have the best burgers. And I know that my fat butt has no business talking about any cookies, but I think I might have to go down there tomorrow. So tomorrow is free cookie day at Ted's Montana Grill, and you get one free cookie with the purchase of any meal. So, there's another.
I'm too
one.
Mad you talking about cookies.
Girl, I'm sorry. I just had to go ahead and share that one. I had to go ahead and share that one. I'm sorry. But it's a free cookie. I mean, seriously, I try to get y'all to sell. So there's nothing better than free. Kohl's, if you're looking for any type of bed or bath items, you can get it at Kohl's from now through the 25th, and you can get 40 to 55% off of their bed and bath items. So you might want to go down there if you just move into a house. I know one of our coworkers is moving to, she's moving, Rama, she's moving into, you know, her new town home. So she might want to go down to Kohl's and look at all of their bed and bath stuff. So if you know anyone, just let them know. Nine West, I always talk about Nine West. They always have sales. Well, they just added new stuff. So they added new items to their sale items, and you can get up to 75% off of the original price at Nine West. And, of course, you can shop online, and you can also go in the store. And Nine West, I think I told you guys about this before, but Nine West, that you never know when their sale is going to end. It can last for 5 months, or it can last for 2 days. You never know. But this one, when they have, like, these end-of-season sales or these clearance sales, they're really just trying to clear out all of their inventory to make room for the new inventory. So you guys really do have a lot of time to shop Nine West, but they just added some new items, and you can get up to 75% off of the original price on their clearance stuff. And I also wanted to remind everybody about Gap. I told you last week about Gap having a friends and family sale. Well, of course, Banana Republic and Old Navy, you have to add them to the Gap because they're all the same company. So they're all up under one umbrella. So if you shop at Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy, you can get 30% off of your entire purchase. And I think I have the wrong date. It's through the 24th. I have the wrong dates on my website, so just ignore that date. I have to go in there and change that. I was in Marshall's over the weekend, and they do have their boots in. And Marshall's, when I was in Marshall's, I saw things like Coach, Ralph Lauren, Timberland, Sam Edelman, Kelsey Dagger. Did I say Ralph Lauren? I think I did. Well, anyway, no pair of boots that I saw was over $150. And I saw some bad boots that I wanted. They just didn't have them in my size, and they were by Ralph Lauren, and they were only $99.99. And I'm searching all over the city for that pair of boots because I must have them in my life. So nothing I didn't see. Now, I'm sure that they may have, like, a pair of high-end boots. If you go to, like, the Buckhead area or the Perimeter area, you may find a pair or two that's over $150. But the majority of the boots in Marshall's are not over $150. And you really can't beat that. I mean, I saw a boot for $60, boots for actually, what, $30. I saw a pair of boots, all suede, real suede boots for $30. It was by report. And that's another pair of boots that I must have in my life. So anyway, like I said, I'm searching all over Marshall's, all over the city for that one pair of boots, well, actually two pair of boots. At Marshall. So you guys may want to hurry up and go on down, because if you know anything about Marshall, you know that those supplies do not last long. So, if you go to Marshall's, yeah, they do not last long. So, I'm just getting broken up thinking about it, because I cannot find those boots in my size. But anyway, we'll move on. If you shop at Nordstrom right now, you can get up to 40% off of all of their summer styles. And Nordstrom is going to actually take that percentage up in probably about 2 weeks. So if you want to wait, you can, but of course you're going to risk them running out of whatever it is you're looking for. So you may want to hurry on down to Nordstrom. And this is not the outlet. This is the actual store, Nordstrom, and they're having 40% off for all of their summer styles. And last but not least, Piperlime, which is one of my favorite online shoe stores, and they're actually the same company as Gap and Banana Republic and Old Navy, but they're only online. If you shop there, you can get up to 70% off of if you shop their clearance. You can get up to 70% off of the original prices. So that's all I have for you guys tonight.
A lot of good information, as always. And they can go on BudgetShopHolic.com for more information on each item, right?
They surely can, yep.
Girl, you was great as always. Thank you.
No problem.
Absolutely. Janera, I know you tweet. What's your Twitter name?
It's Budget Shopaholic, but without the E, so that's actually B-U-D-G-T, and then Shopaholic. So you can catch me at
right.
Budget Shopaholic, Twitter.com/BudgetShopaholic, without the E.
Okay.
Thanks to Steven.
Thanks as all. I helped her create that up. Her thanks as always, Sarah, and you have a great night, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right,
see you later, girl.
All right, see you later.
All right, we'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight. Of course, Ms. Parker's here with me.
Your co-host, Ms. Parker?
The multi-talented Keyshawn is the newest artist out of Orlando, Florida, who is breaking the scenes and turning heads all over the United States. With his new dance track, Superstar, teens from all over are seeking the appearance of this 14-year-old that not only sings, raps, but he also plays various instruments. Originally from Miami, Keyshawn had an ear for music at the tender age of 3. He could listen to a song once and could hear the subtle nuances of every note. As a teenager, he possesses an intense fascination of marching bands and draws from the assorted musical background when creating songs. Please help me welcome Keyshawn. How you doing, Keyshawn?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Welcome to the show, Keyshawn.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Keyshawn, tell us a little bit about your background.
My background, well, I'm originally from Miami, Florida. Now I live in Orlando here with my mom and my dad.
Okay.
I go to Jones High School now in Orlando.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
Okay. And I understand you play sports as well. Is
yes,
that correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
What sports do you play?
I play football and basketball.
Are you any good?
Yes, sir. I'm in the band, too.
Oh, you're in the band, too? So
yes,
what
sir.
Position do you play in basketball?
In basketball, I play small forward and power forward.
What about football?
Football, linebacker, and quarterback.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know that you're 14 years old now and you fell in love with music at the age of 2. How did you know then that music was something that you wanted to pursue?
Well, it became so fun to me that, like, I was doing it all the time. I could never stop singing. I come home and I just make up songs on the piano, or when I had my drum set, I'd come home and I'd play my drums.
Okay.
So what instruments,
I know you play instruments as well as an artist. What instruments do you play outside of the drums?
I play the trombone and the keyboard, or the piano.
And Oh, and the piano?
Yes, sir.
So when you create music, do you write your own songs? Do you have people that you work with? How do you do that?
People write them. I have people that write them for me.
Okay. You kind of tell them what you want to sing about, and they write you these songs?
Excuse me? I didn't hear.
I said, do you kind of give them like a heads up of what you want to sing about, and then they write the songs for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, tell me about the spelling of your name. I know it's pronounced Keyshawn, but it's spelled K-E-Y-S-H-A-N-D. Tell me about, I heard there's a story behind that.
No, well, it's spelled K-E-Y-C-H-A-N-D. And actually, it was a funny story that my mom told me when she, she's on the line right now, but when she was in her.
Hi there.
In her How bed, you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Melishawn.
Okay, Melishawn, okay. All right, Keyshawn, tell your story.
Yeah, she was in her bed in the hospital before she gave birth, and she didn't have a middle name for me. My name is just Matthew Harris, like my father's.
Okay.
His dad. So the Miami Dolphins were playing the Jets, and
okay.
Keyshawn Johnson, he's on the Jets, right, Mom?
Yes.
He was on the Jets. He was a receiver. And she liked the name. And the way her name is spelled, M-A-L-I-C-H-A-N-D, that Sean part, it went with her name. And my
okay,
middle name came
okay.
Sean.
Okay.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct. Waiting to give birth, watching the Dolphins and the Jets play. And they
That's
had
a great story.
A player named Keyshawn Johnson, and I was like, oh, that's it. Keyshawn, I loved it.
What, that's the name. That's the name. Let me ask you, Melishawn, how did you feel when your son expressed interest to wanting to go into music? Did you tell that was something he would probably go into, or is it just something that kind of came out of the blue?
Well, honestly, okay, I have to admit it. Let me be truthful. When he first said it, I told him to get out of my face and go sit down. Because it just was like, you want to do what? Because he was so little.
Right.
I was like, huh? I was like, boy, go sit down. Get out of my face. And he walked away. And then
he
about.
Sat down.
Yeah, he left. He went to his room. He went on. And then about 3 months later, he came back and asked me the same question 3 months later. Mom, when are you going to help me start my music career? And I looked at him,
wow.
I was like, you were serious about that? He's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess that means I got to help you. And
well,
that's really how it's
going. Do you do anything musically?
Well, my husband sings. He used to sing with a group growing up, and I have always been in marching bands growing up. So that's where his little
oh, wow.
marching bands
okay.
come from, because I march for FAMU.
Oh, FAMU.
And plus I was in a band in high school in Miami at Northwestern, and then I marched for FAMU, so he's always loved the marching bands.
Okay, so kind of trickled down.
Right.
Well, Keyshawn, I know that you have a strong compassion to reach out to those that are diagnosed with autism. Why is that so dear to you?
Yes, sir, because at a time as I was growing up, I was seeing that I was noticing it, and it was affecting me with my schoolwork, and all you need is some help and just for people to notice
mm-hmm.
it. And I want to help other kids with that, too.
Talk about it.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
what is,
Keyshawn,
when you...
I'm sorry, Keyshawn, he is semantic pragmatic, which is
right.
it's not
full
blown. It's like a high semantic pragmatic disorder. Have you ever heard of Asperger's?
No.
Okay, it's a high-functioning autism. So it's
okay.
a form of autism. It's like not full blown, but
okay.
it's a form of it. So
okay.
When I found it really started to get worse, I guess when he got like in middle school, when
mm-hmm.
I just started to notice like, you know, just little quirkiness. And then I began to kind of research it and, you know, and had him evaluated and different things. And then I ended up finding out, and I called my sister one day in Miami who teaches high school down there. And I happened to say to her, you know, these things are going on with Matt, you know, with Keyshawn, what's going on? She said, put him on the phone. Let me speak to him. And, like, in 2 seconds, she's like, oh, I know what's wrong with him. She's like, he's pragmatic. And I'm like, what? And she goes, what my son
right,
has.
Right, right.
Right. So my nephew has it. I just never knew what it was called.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have two nephews that have it, so and he has it. It's a processing disorder.
Okay.
So, right.
Okay.
So every now and then, you know, information may not process, and you just have to repeat it. That's
right.
All.
I understand.
Right.
So in doing, so Keshawn, and being able to be a voice for other people who you know, have the same situation going on, is that that's something that kind of empowers your whole movement, the fact that you're the voice for them. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, sir, because I love helping people, especially kids, myself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That would just make me happy, just make other people happy.
Yeah,
right.
I definitely get that.
Right.
So
and
how,
researching
how
it out, we found out that one in every 94 boys are actually pragmatic.
Wow.
A lot of them just
what
don't know what it is.
Symptoms? What are some of the symptoms?
Some of it can be blends, like certain sounds or blends they may not pick up, or they're very literal. So, you know, some things you say, they'll take it literally. So you just have to go back and say, okay, well, maybe that's just an expression or that's just a figure of speech, you know,
right.
Something that
right.
we might take for granted because we know that they may think it's actually what you said. Or if you're talking about, you know, something and if the whole sentence, like too much information coming in at one time, you have
right.
to kind of break it down in smaller pieces, too much information
okay.
at one time, then it may not all process. He'll only get part of it, and then you got to go back and repeat it.
Okay.
Or you can just break it down in small pieces, and then he'll get it all.
Well, it definitely doesn't seem to be slowing you down. I know that, you know, like I said, you're singer, rapper, you play instruments, you're in school, and you play sports. How do you balance it all, Keshawn?
My mom actually helps me out with a lot of it, but it's
okay.
really not that hard when you're doing something you love. That's how I think of it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Especially when I get older, whether I'm doing sports or music, it's not really a job because I love doing it so much.
Do you have a preference? Do you prefer one or the other?
Sports is first. Music was first, but I kind of looked at it as a way of I can play full-time sports if I make it into the league, the NFL, and, like, still do music on the side. Me going to work at Florida A&M as a director, I won't be able to to play football in the league, too, and work full-time at FAM. So I put sports first.
Oh, yeah.
And then
okay.
I plan on majoring in music appreciation when I get to college. So.
And you want to go to FAMU?
Oh, no, I want to go to University of Miami.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell us about your single Superstar. What was the inspiration behind that song? Or what does that song mean to you?
What it means to me is basically about a girl who really catches my eye and stands out of all the other ones. She's just a great person. She's my type.
Mm-hmm.
She's my type of girl. Really.
Your type of girl. I hear that. And I understand that you have a video for that song as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And where can your fans check out the video for Superstar?
I have a website, Keshawn.com.
Okay.
That's spelled Keyshand. So it's Keshawn.com.
The video is also on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Yeah, I heard it was on YouTube. Now, you don't have to do this because I don't do this often, but can I put you on the spot and have you sing a little bit of it to us?
Oh, of my song?
Right, and it can also be downloaded on Amazon MP3. And
okay.
He's also on Facebook, so you can also become a fan on Facebook.
Absolutely. I think I became a fan this week.
We really appreciate that. Kim speaks very highly of you from Extra Pair of Hands. She's great.
Oh,
her management company does a great job working with Keshawn.
Yeah. She reached out to me, and she definitely wanted to get him on, and I was happy to have him on. Keshawn, do you want to sing a little bit for us?
Yeah, sure, I'm fine with that.
Okay, go ahead.
I found the fly shorty who loves the camera lights. She's always shining bright. She doesn't know it, but I think that she's a superstar. I can take you wherever, girl, if you play your part. And I promise I'll never go and break your heart. 'Cause you're such a pretty girl. I wanna take your smile and light up the charts. Shawty, you my superstar.
Woo!
All right, all right, all right. Sounds really good. Sounds really good.
Thank
you, sir. We'll be playing that song in our next half hour and during the playlist. I'm playing the song so everyone can hear it at home. But listen, Keyshawn, I want to thank you and your mother for both being on the show. I wish you nothing but success in the future in sports and in music and everything you do in school. And continue to sing and to be the best you can be, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for being on the show as well. Thank you so much. You all have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. Good night. And for more information about Keyshawn, you can go on our Facebook page or our website, stephenknightshow.webs.com, and you can find out more about Superstar Keyshawn and where you can check out his video. And we'll be right back.
XXL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all time's biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I want to give a shout-out again to Keyshawn and his mother being on the show. You know, I think it's really brave for him to be so upfront about what he deals with on a day-to-day. But, you know, he's very talented. He's very active. He has parents obviously supportive of him, and I think that really plays a big role in everything. Well, Ms. Parker, I want to go ahead and take some responses we got from the question of the day. Again, it was, do you think that the evolution of hip-hop of what it's become today is responsibility at all for violence and sexual vulgarity in the African-American community? And Jamia Diaz says, I think it's a question of the chicken and the egg and which came first. In my opinion, the seeds of violence and sexual vulgarity were already present in the urban communities, as well as in every other community, is part of human nature. Where hip-hop would thrive, but hip-hop's mainstream artists gave it roots, and these themes continue to survive. In all fairness, there have been and are numerous artists who speak of peace and unity, but unfortunately they don't receive the same mainstream appreciation and favor as the commonly known artists. And I think that's true. Rakira, this is the one actually asked me to ask the question. She said, in her opinion, people can say what they want, but the reality of it is that the urban communities, lots of children do not have a great chance, a choice of positive adult presence. Lots of single mothers that are at work all the time, so they usually are raising them, raised by their younger siblings. And a lot of adults that are around are influenced by the modern hip-hop culture. I think that since artists know that their message has such a strong impact on communities, they should try to channel messages into something positive. I know that all people will not be influenced, but I think that it's impossible to walk into a predominantly black community and not see the influence of hip-hop. I think saying otherwise is denial. People like to point the finger when it comes to why black people seem to have such a troubled communities in the inner cities, but I think a part of the problem is taking responsibility for the ones who who has a contribution to the problem, and this is where you have to start. Kids are way too involved in the latest songs, dances, artists, name brands, jewelry, and I think it has to do with music. The sad part is that artists who make the trash don't feel the effects of it because they've moved on up and out of the community. She said it's just her opinion. And then Cynthia said she doesn't think that hip-hop culture plays a part on those things. She blames on the parents, not hip-hop.
I mean, so, here's a little bit of everything, and I agree with this lady who said the parents are part to blame, too. If you can't, mm-hmm. I mean, everyone has a role in our community being the way it is, I feel like. Okay, the lady who mentioned about single mothers having to work. I understand you're a single parent of one. You're a single parent of two. You have six kids and you're a single parent? You are partially to blame. Actually, a lot of it, the blame is on you. You know what I mean? So it's about the choices we make. We, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just blame it on your situation. You have to take responsibility for your own life. And you can't just be pushing out 20 kids and then saying, well, I'm a single parent, I can't raise them.
Right.
You know?
I agree. I thought it was a question I was...
To get away from rap music, because I think rap music plays a role in it as well. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a lot of everything that plays a role.
Yeah, it's a
need of, you know, of having positive male role models, positive role models, period.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit of everything that needs to be fixed and addressed. So,
well, I just know, I remember when I used to work with the youth back in Virginia. I remember when I was coming up, we would listen to Biggie and whoever else. You know, we listened to music. We danced to it, but I didn't take everything literally. But the thing was, when I was working with youth, they love Jeezy. And they took everything he said as the code, the Bible, the way of living. And it's like, you know, no entertainment from everyday life. You can't walk around doing the things.
Yeah, that. But the thing is, too, is because they apparently didn't have parents there telling them that.
Right, or someone,
and being role models to them.
Exactly. I agree. I definitely agree. Well, we're going to continue to have those kind of discussions going forward. And I thank Kira again for giving us that question. I thought it was a good one and a good discussion. Thank you, Ms. Parker, for your point, your points as well. But now it's
time to go on. You know, I have an opinion about something.
Right. You gotta know. But now it's time to go on the Sequence Playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight our playlist features songs by both major and independent artists, including Keyshawn, who was just on our show. We're playing his song, Superstar, Lil Wayne, and Phoenix Electric, who's my producer who I'm working on my project with. So I'm glad to be playing this song. Ms. Barker.
Hello?
Yeah.
What technical difficulty?
If you're interested in being featured on the Sequence Playlist, email us at the Stephen Knight Show.
I can hear you. I apologize. They know the routine. If they're interested in being featured on Stephen Knight Playlist, please send us your music. Please send us your music. Make sure they're edited and clean. Attach one or two photos of yourself, one or two songs, your bio. And again, make sure no curse words and they're edited for the radio.
Absolutely. The first song of the playlist is by Keyshawn, who we just heard from. It's entitled Superstar. Check it out and enjoy Steven's playlist.
Superstar! Keyshawn! Any boy! It's DJ Jukebox! We're feeling lucky tonight. So superstar, like star. Never seen a shot, it looks so fly. But I'm feeling lucky tonight.
Never really seen her type. Superstar lookalike. I'm a young superstar. You can say we look alike. Step down on the lights.
You ain't gotta be with him.
All the homegirls like,
girl, you better leave with him.
Touchdown, got it in my end zone. She said she got a man, so she texts me off her friend phone. Rushing to the phone every time I hear a ring.
Why you asking about my age?
Girl, you know I've been grown. Say I'm on P, that mean I'm on point. And where you wanna go? Get a map, just point. Bring it home, girl.
You ain't gotta leave her.
Or you gon' be with me.
So you ain't gon' need her.
I'm that guy. Bye.
Who loves the camera light? She's always shining bright. But she doesn't know it, but I think that she's a superstar. Superstar. I can take you wherever, girl, if you play your part. And I promise I'll never double. Let me break your heart. Cause you're such a pretty girl. I wanna take you smiling, light up the charts. Shiny, you're my superstar. Light star, bright. You're the only girl I see tonight. It's kinda crazy how them other chicks will try, but you're the only girl I see tonight. I'm lucky that I found a fly shawty who loves the camera light. She's always shining bright. She doesn't know it, but I think that she's a superstar. I can take you wherever, girl, if you play your part.
Oh, The lovers in the place.
Throw your hands up for the next queen. for you is about the lovers.
All the haters in the place.
He's
singing to you, baby. He's singing to you, 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 you.
Last forever. out. Sucker punch psyched out. Called love, we wrote it, then I wiped out. Two shits just happened in the night now. Offshore, looking for a lighthouse. Green hill, you said that it was painless. Down and out, drowning in the sea of my anguish. Funny, you always said hope floats, comprehend it, but I can't cope. So I gotta find my way back, way back to you, baby.
Nightlife that was trying. As you all know, my album will be out later this year, hopefully, if not early next year, but it's definitely coming out. We're halfway through. Performance this weekend. Go to my website, StephenKnightMusic.webs.com for more information. I want to thank again Cheshawn for being on the show and sharing his story, his mother as well. Ms. Parker, hope you have a great week, and everyone listening at home, have a great week, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a great week, everyone.
Good night.
So get in the car. You can ride it wherever you want. Get inside it. You wanna steer, but I'm shifting gears. I'll take it from here. Oh yeah, yeah. And it's golden like this. Kiss me by the tongue and I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves.
How to make me smile.